At Donald Trump's first appearance in Phoenix in 2015, Sheriff Joe Arpaio introduced him and said the two shared a birthday, skepticism over Barack Obama's birth certificate, and an interest in stopping illegal immigration. Arpaio even got a coveted speaking spot before Trump's speech at the Republican National Convention in July.
We are more concerned with the rights of illegal aliens and criminals than we are with protecting our own country. That must change.
But the two Republican friends had very different nights on November 8th. Ballots are still being counted, but according to the latest tallies, Maricopa County voters favored Trump by a margin of about 46,000 votes, while the same voters picked Arpaio's Democratic opponent by a margin of 187,000 votes. That means tens of thousands of Trump supporters voted against Arpaio. Chris Hurstum is a political analyst.
So not only did the Latino community come out in large measure in Maricopa County, and Democrats voted almost in a united manner against Joe Arpaio.
Hurstum says also some Republican fiscal conservatives voted against Arpaio because they felt his legal costs were too much. The ongoing racial profiling case against Arpaio has already cost taxpayers close to $50 million.
That coalition did Sheriff Joe in, and the Republicans basically came home and still supported Donald Trump in Maricopa County.
Now a Donald Trump presidency could bring national policies to crack down on illegal immigration that echo what Arpaio attempted locally, such as worksite raids. Arpaio's name even appears on speculative lists of who could wind up in the Trump administration. But Trump could also influence what happens to the U.S. Department of Justice's criminal contempt of court case against Arpaio. He's facing a criminal charge for ignoring a judge's order to stop making immigration arrests. And federal prosecutors are also investigating him and three others for obstruction of justice.
The Justice Department, the Attorney General, or the President could order charges to be dropped.
Eric Luna is a law professor at Arizona State University. Arpaio has accused the Obama Justice Department of going after him for political reasons. Luna says while a new president has the power to drop pending charges, it would be unusual to see it used in a case like this, which is brought by the DOJ unit formed to root out political corruption. And it likely wouldn't be worth the bother, because even if the DOJ did drop the criminal contempt case against Arpaio,
the federal judge in this case, under federal rule, could, and in fact I think must, appoint an independent prosecutor to go after that charge.
For that reason, former U.S. Attorney Paul Charlton says Trump could choose a different way to intervene.
The easier option, and perhaps the more disconcerting option, is that President Trump could pardon Joe Arpaio.
Charlton says Trump could pardon Arpaio before his trial of any pending charge or possible future charges.
And then neither the district court nor the line prosecutors at the Department of Justice would have anything to say about a future prosecution against Joe Arpaio.
There is a famous precedent for this kind of presidential pardon.
You'll remember that President Ford granted Richard Nixon a pardon, and no charges were extant at that point in time.
The possibility of a President Trump pardoning Arpaio doesn't sit well with Lydia Guzman, who helped bring the racial profiling suit against Arpaio on behalf of Latino drivers.
It would mean that the president is taking care of his friends and picking on his enemies.
Guzman says Arpaio needs to be held accountable for disobeying a judge and harming the Latino immigrant community, and Trump shouldn't intervene. Jude Jaffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.